But I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and
but I may as well try. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. A set of all new releases wrapping up there. We ended with the latest from veteran trombonist Steve Turr, his album Sanyas, and the track Wishful Thinking, music recorded live at Smoke Jazz Club in New York City, working with trumpet player Nicholas Payton, tenor sax player Ron Blake, pianist Isaiah J. Thompson, bassist Buster Williams, and drummer Lenny White. Australian singer Nikki Parrott before that, and her latest, Feeling Groovy, looking at music from the 60s, and a hit from Donovan in the mid-60s, Catch the Wind, solo from pianist Steve Russell. And the set started with music from the group Something Else from their album Soul Jazz. We heard the Herbie Hancock tune Drifting, and that group brings together a number of First Call musicians, a track that featured alto saxophonist Vincent Herring and pianist David Kukoski.
Bye.
example, in our last set, we wrapped it up with music from pianist and arranger Hilario Duran and his big band off their album From the Heart. That was the title track. Music out of the Toronto jazz scene. The B3 Kings before that, from their album Laughing All the Way, and the track Toyland, that was out 2016 on Sutter Live Records. Solos from guitarist Bill Kuhn, B3 player Chris Gestrin, and tenor player Corey Weeds. And the set started with music from the 9th album of Grammy-nominated Cuban pianist and organist Roberto Fonseca from his album Yes Son. We heard Mambo Palanina, a track that featured the all-female Cuban vocal group Gemma 4. Hey, just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find links to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.